Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Welfare concerns for a 16-year-old girl who was last seen in Wandina on Tuesday. Sanaya Chongwei described it being around 165 centimetres tall, of thin build, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone who knows where she is should contact police immediately. A man has been charged after allegedly assaulting a woman after a press conference in Geraldton. Police allege the 40-year-old man groped her at the Queen Elizabeth Centre around 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Roger Cook praising police for quickly arresting the man.
It obviously is very distressing whenever you have that sort of situation occur. I think the individual in this particular case was trying to defuse the situation, and the actions which have now been alleged are obviously very regrettable.
A former Labor MP has slammed the federal government's investment into family and domestic violence. Emma Hassar says the $925 million announcement doesn't consider the needs of victims. She says the financial support, while increased, is too restrictive.
Car service, or you need new tyres, or you need to pay your rego, quite often that money won't be able to be paid for that. And if you're someone fleeing violence, you often have to move away from where you live, your home, your job. The money doesn't go to women to just do whatever they want with.
WA's biosecurity is set to be boosted by $26 million. It'll focus on things like emergency pest and disease response, protection from feral animals, and upgraded regional border checkpoints. The announcement, part of the state government's upcoming state budget. In sport, for those thinking about entering the world of refereeing, a free information session is set to be held in Geraldton this weekend. Geraldton Junior Soccer Association to host the Assistant Referee Clinic this Sunday at La Fiamma. It's set to cover basics and rule awareness, with those interested invited to attend at 12 o'clock. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.